This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has declared that this year's UN General Assembly will focus on climate change. On Monday, he made good on his word, issuing a challenge to world leaders. VOA's Margaret Bashir has more.
My generation has failed in its responsibility to protect our planet. That must change.
Guterres has called for the phasing out of fossil fuels and an end to the construction of new coal power plants. Numerous leaders, including some of the world's biggest polluters, came with pledges to cut their carbon emissions and transition away from dirty energy, including coal. U.S. President Donald Trump, who declared his intention to withdraw the United States from the 2015 Paris Climate Agreement 6 months after he took office, was not expected to attend the summit. He did, however, turn up in the audience for about 15 minutes to listen to other leaders' speeches. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
President Trump has confirmed that he raised the subject of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son in a July phone call with Ukraine's president. Trump is facing allegations that he pressured Ukraine to investigate his potential 2020 presidential rival. Trump denies that he did so. Monday, President Trump described to reporters the content of the call.
Was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place. Was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption already in the Ukraine.
But his admission about the phone call is fueling calls for Democrats to launch impeachment proceedings in Congress. Adam Schiff, a senior Democrat who previously opposed impeachment, said Mr. Trump may have crossed the Rubicon. Mr. Schiff is the influential head of the House Intelligence Committee. This is VOA News. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his message to the world is peace and stability. He made those remarks upon his arrival in the United States today, where he'll be attending the UN General Assembly. He said he also wants to tell the world that the situation in the Persian Gulf is, in his words, very sensitive. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the United States is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran, which has been blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities. VOA's Arash Arabasadi has more.
Sunday in Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani said Iran would make its case this week at the UN to keep regional matters local.
We will present a plan to the world in the coming days at the United Nations that the Islamic Republic of Iran can create security and safety for the region with the help of neighboring countries. Wherever the Americans and our enemies were present, they destroyed security there, whether it is Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, or the Persian Gulf.
The Saudi Defense Ministry this week showed what it called undeniable evidence of Iran's involvement in the drone attack that quickly but temporarily affected oil cost and supply. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
British tour company Thomas Cook has collapsed after failing to secure emergency funding, leaving tens of thousands of vacationers stranded abroad. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
150,000 British Thomas Cook customers are currently in vacation spots around the globe, and according to the British government, will be part of the largest repatriation effort in Britain's peacetime history. One holidaymaker waiting to board a Thomas Cook flight couldn't hide his disappointment.
We've been saving up for a year for this holiday, you know what I mean? And we've paid all our money, we've paid all the insurance, we've come here on a Gatwick flyer, we've had to pay that, so we're going to lose that money now, and we've got nothing left. Makes it, we're gutted, absolutely gutted.
The company, several months ago, had blamed a slowdown in bookings because of Brexit uncertainty for contributing to its crushing debt burden. Karen Chamas, London.
An Afghan official says at least 40 civilians were killed Monday during an Afghan special forces raid and airstrikes against the Taliban in Helmand province. A government official says the number of deaths could rise when a final toll is available. 12 people at least were wounded. Kenyan officials say at least 7 people have been killed after a classroom collapsed at a school in Nairobi. A government spokesman says 57 students were taken to the hospital. The cause of the collapse was not immediately known. But authorities have previously warned that 30 to 40,000 buildings erected without approval in Nairobi are at risk of collapse. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music.